Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What's up, my friend? Thank you for tuning in to Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kaizen. And today I want to talk to you about your name. I like to think that everyone has two names. Unless you're from Latin America, then you probably have four names, right?
Roberto Firmino Barbosa de Oliveira.
And this is a serious question. Like, why does one need so many names? Serious question, Brazilians or Latin Americans in general. Somebody send me a message, explain this to me, how the system works. Because here in the States, the wife and husband, or the wife and kids, typically take the husband's last name. So you have first name, middle name, last name, and that's it. How does it work when you take two last names? And then when you get married and have kids, if you and your wife have two last names, what happens with the kids? You know what I mean? I just don't understand it. If somebody could explain that to me, I'd appreciate it. But anyway, all of us have two names. This is my idea. We have the name our parents gave us when we were born, or our government name, as you'll hear it called here in the U.S. But then we also have the name we make for ourselves over the span of our lifetimes. And to make a name for yourself, or to make a name for oneself, means to build a reputation or establish oneself as a noteworthy or a successful person in a particular field or in society in general. It refers to the idea that a person's actions and achievements can create a lasting impression on others and contribute to their overall legacy. In other words, or in simpler terms, making a name for yourself means being known for doing something really well. It's like a special thing you're really good at, and people will remember you for it even after you're gone. So you might make a name for yourself in business. You might make a name for yourself in politics. You might make a name for yourself in the music industry. You're just creating a solid reputation for yourself in a particular space. And you might also hear this referred to as building a personal brand. Now, personal brand is a way in which an individual presents themselves to the public, typically online, and the reputation they've built as a result. It refers to the idea that a person's actions and achievements can create a lasting impression on others and contribute to their overall legacy. In other words, your personal brand is the way you show yourself to people on the internet, and it's like your reputation. It's what people think of you based on what you do and what you achieve. So if you do something really well, people will remember you for it even after you're gone. So if you go back and listen to the explanation or the description of making a name for yourself, you'll see it's essentially the same thing. Make a name for yourself, build a personal brand. It's the same thing. But you might be sitting there thinking, all right, Tony, but why should I care? What does this have to do with me? Well, even if you don't want to be rich and famous, even if you don't want to be a content creator or an entrepreneur, building a personal brand can still be beneficial to you. By establishing a strong reputation and presenting yourself in a positive light, you can increase your opportunities for career advancement, networking, and professional development. Building a personal brand can also help you gain recognition and respect within your industry or field. Now, with the help of the entrepreneur and marketing genius Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm going to explain to you why building your personal brand online is one of the most important things you can spend your time doing if you want to create opportunities for yourself and have a better career. All right. So I got a video clip of Senor Vaynerchuk. Let me see how long it is. About 3 or 4 minutes, and it's broken into two parts. So I'll play the first half and explain things if necessary. Then I'll play the second half. All right. So you can't see if you're just listening, obviously, but there's going to be a moment of silence before the clip starts. And then a question comes on the screen. And the question he's about to answer is, why is it important for everyone to build a personal brand? So let's hear what he says.
Your personal brand is your resume. You know, if you think anybody's hiring off a resume in 3 years, you're out of your god darn mind. You know, 90% of people I know Google you first anyway. No shot. So, whether you like it or not, I'm just laughing at people that don't think they're selling, right? You know, the hippie movement in San Francisco in the tech space that sometimes busts my chops, that they're always selling too. They just don't realize it. They're not selling the way, they think they're selling in a different way, but they're not. You know, and what push comes to shove, if you're not selling, you're gonna go out of business. And they always sell out to the big corporations. So, you know, this hierarchy of don't be a salesperson or don't promote yourself, you know, I understand, and being too much is definitely a bad thing, and I'm at fault at that at times, I get it, but I'm just, you know, excited. And I think that it's important to build a personal brand because it's the only thing you're gonna have. Your reputation online and in the new business world is pretty much the game. And so you gotta be a good person because you can't hide anything. And more importantly, you've gotta be out there at some level. I mean, if you've ever left a comment on a blog or if you create a profile page on any public site, you are a personal brand. You may not be a big one. You know, Timmy behind in accounting may have a Facebook page that's public and a Twitter. Timmy's a personal brand. He may not be hustling for it, but I promise you, Timmy, if you want to be an accountant at VaynerMedia one day, I'm looking that up. So, you know, it's a platform that can allow you to do very special things. It's not something you can run away from. You know, being, you know, an introvert is not a negative. You know, you don't have to be obnoxious and over the top. You can be yourself. That's just fine. But to be naive to the world we're moving towards, where information's at your fingertips and it's readily available and everything you do is being monitored, you know, you have a problem with Big Brother, you take that up with the era that you were born in. You know, take that up with your parents or God or the world. But the fact of the matter is you're here and you've got skates on and a hockey stick, and I don't want to hear you crying about wanting to be a basketball player. And if that analogy doesn't make sense, I understand. But the fact of the matter is this, you know, we're living in a very connected, transparent, everybody knows your business world. And I think you need to embrace that and harness it, not run away from it, because really it's the reality of the marketplace.
All right, my friend, those are Gary Vaynerchuk's thoughts on the reason everybody should be building their personal brand. And what's crazy is that this video clip was from 10 years ago. 10 years ago, he was saying this. Gary was and is truly a man ahead of his time, like for real, man. Just how clearly he saw things, how clearly he understands communication, human nature, and stuff like that. But anyway, we can save that for another episode. But just to summarize, the idea is that it's so important for everyone to build a personal brand because at the end of the day, that's all that's going to matter. With access to the internet, unlimited information, artificial intelligence, all these tools, like so many things that used to be important simply aren't. They're just not important anymore. And if you think people are actually reading your resume when you send it in for a job opportunity, you're out of your god darn mind. And god darn mind is like a very, what he means to say is goddamn mind, which is a bit stronger. So if you say god darn, I think he was jokingly trying to say it in a way that wasn't offensive or rude or vulgar. You know what I mean? So he's saying you're out of your fucking mind if you think that people are actually reading your resume. I saw a post on LinkedIn maybe a week or two ago, and this headhunter, this person who is constantly looking for talent to try to connect them with companies, this headhunter posted this post. He made a post saying, like, in 2023, nobody's reading your resume. Often what happens is a robot, an artificially intelligent robot, is scanning the resume looking for certain keywords. And so he was trying to teach people how to correctly write a resume with specific keywords that will get picked up by the robot and thus give you a better chance of actually getting seen by the people who make the hiring decisions. And so 10 years ago, Gary was saying, you're crazy if you think somebody's reading your resume. You need more than that. What makes you stand out when there are hundreds, if not thousands of people fighting for these jobs? A resume isn't going to make the difference. They're not even reading that shit. So what else do you have? How else do you distinguish yourself? And Gary says something I totally agree with, which is building your personal brand. Excuse me. And so when we think about building brand online, we think about entrepreneurs and businesses posting content to influence the way we think about them, to influence how much we think about them. And if we shop with them or if we shop with their competitors, right? We think of content creators constantly putting out content to build a name for themselves and get you to know them for something and follow them and give them your attention. So you might not think me as an employee who just wants to work a regular job, I'm just trying to get a good job at a multinational or something like that. I don't need to make content. I don't want to be a star. I don't need to be on camera. I don't want to be on camera, right? What would I make content about? You might have these thoughts, and that's totally understandable. But what I believe Gary is trying to get you to understand is that when an employer is looking for a star talent, when they're looking for people who stand out amongst this giant pool of candidates, when everybody has a resume that says, I can do this, I'm a hard worker, I'm dedicated, blah, 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 and they're not even reading the resume, you still need a way to differentiate yourself. And so by putting out content about what you know, by building your personal brand online, by talking about your expertise, talking about your learning experience, what you're studying at the moment, anything like that is building brand. So even if you're 18, you're 20, you're 22 years old, and you think, man, I don't have any experience, I'm just trying to get a job so I can get experience. Well, if you're learning something, if you're trying to be a programmer and you want to get a job as a programmer, why not make content about the learning process you're going through? Just documenting your journey and sharing with the world, this is what I'm learning, this is my understanding. And so when an employer or a potential employer looks you up, they'll see on your LinkedIn, you've been posting for the last 9 months about all this progress you're making, all these things you're learning. They can see you have a fundamental understanding now. When they look up your Twitter or your TikTok and they see you talking about these things, they see you're engaged, you care enough to even make content about it, to tell the world about it, just to document your journey. You're going to stand out or differentiate yourself in a way that everybody else simply won't, because they're just sending in their resumes to a bunch of random job applications. But when I look for you online, I actually see content about the things you're learning about, your expertise. I can get a better feel for your personality. I can see your face and hear you talk. And so you have total control over how you present yourself online. And that doesn't mean be fake. It doesn't mean pretend to be somebody you're not. It means give yourself the best possible chance to succeed, to get that job you want, or to find those partners you want, to make those connections, to build this network. And so then Gary goes on to say, let me find the exact words. Give me a second. The fact of the matter is, you're here and you've got skates on and a hockey stick. And I don't want to hear you crying about wanting to be a basketball player. So just in case you didn't understand that analogy, what he's saying is maybe you don't like the fact that you need to make content to make yourself seen and to differentiate yourself in the job market, or if you're an entrepreneur, in the market itself, to your customers, you need to differentiate yourself because we're all selling. And that's kind of what Gary was saying, is you might be one of those people that thinks capitalism is evil and you're not selling, it's wrong to want money and blah, blah, blah. Everyone is selling. Even an employee that goes to work for a company is selling his or her time to the company in exchange for money. It's a transaction. So the fact of the matter is, you have ice skates on and a hockey stick. You're in the game called hockey. So I don't want to hear you complaining and saying, man, we should be playing basketball. Doesn't matter. We're playing hockey, bro. So you can wish for a different game all you want, but this is the game you're in. Play the fucking game. So if you think about that in terms of building a brand, posting content, maybe you should say, I shouldn't have to make content. I shouldn't have to build a brand. I should just be able to send in my resume and they should just call me. And there are so many things wrong with that mentality. But the point is, sticking with that analogy, I don't want to hear about the fact that you feel you shouldn't have to do this and you shouldn't have to do that, because this is the game. This is the game. The world is interconnected, more globalized than ever, and you have to have a presence online no matter what you want to do in life. The same way I'm always telling you, you need to invest in your communication skills no matter what you want to do in life, because this is all that matters at the end of the day. Now, I was talking to one of my students. He's a senior manager at Motorola, in charge of pretty much all the employees in Brazil. And recently, I don't remember the beginning of the story, but somehow this woman contacted him and said, hey, can you give me a recommendation? I want to work for your company. Here's my resume. Can you recommend me? I'd like to get a job. And he says, yeah, of course. So he says, send me your resume. She sends him in the resume and it's all in Portuguese. And he says, come on, man. Do you have a version in English? And she says, no, just the Portuguese version. And he says, come on, listen. And this is what he told her. He said, listen, at this company, you can be a complete fucking idiot. You can be completely stupid. Technically, you can have zero technical skills. You can be a complete novice. But if you speak English well, if you can communicate well, the job is yours. This is a senior manager at the multinational Motorola that told me this. That doesn't tell you how important communication skills are in relation to technical skills. I don't know what else to tell you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Communication skills and personal brand. Communication skills and your reputation. That's all that's going to matter when everyone has access to the same tools, the same information, the same everything. That's all that matters. It's how well you can communicate and collaborate and work with others. And how do people feel when your name is mentioned? That's all a brand is. It's what people think about you and how they feel about you when they hear your name or when they see your face. For example, if I mention the company Apple, the one that sells iPhones and MacBooks and everything, what comes to mind when you think of this company? Perfection. Minimalism. The best in its class. Innovation. Right? Extremely expensive. Slave labor. Maybe these things come to mind. That's their brand in your mind. That's their reputation. Same thing with McDonald's. Whatever comes to mind when you hear that or when you think of them, that's their brand. And so when you put the spotlight back on yourself, however employees think or feel about you when they see your face or hear your name is your brand. And you have the power to at least influence that by the way or through the way you present yourself online. That's the point, is you now have the opportunity to sell yourself. This is good news, because before all you had was the fucking resume and cover letter. That fucking nonsense. Nonsense that says nothing about who you are as a person or what you can really bring to the table. Now you have the ability, the possibility of presenting yourself in the best way possible online. You can create an entire archive of content showing who you are, what you know, what you're willing to do. You couldn't do that before. So now when somebody Googles your name, they can see you in the way you'd like to present yourself and not the way this piece of black and white paper presents you. You understand what I'm saying? It's super important whether you want to be an entrepreneur or an employee. And it's not just in your career. It's just in life. Communication skills and your reputation, it's all that's gonna matter. It's all that's gonna matter. So, anyway, if there were some other parts of that part, there were some other parts of that part of the part of this part of the part. If there were some other moments in that part of the clip that you couldn't understand, just be sure to check out the script and vocabulary guide for this episode. If you don't have access now, you should subscribe on Patreon, support your favorite podcaster, and you'll get access to the bonus learning materials, and you can learn a lot more with this episode. There's explanations of all the keywords and phrases and things like that, and you can read as you listen to really practice your pronunciation, expand your vocabulary, see the sentence structure and things like that. It's super, super helpful. So if you'd like to support the show and get access to those bonus learning materials, you can subscribe on Patreon by clicking the link in the description. But now, my friend, we've answered the question, why should everybody be building personal brand? Or at least hopefully we've answered that question. Now, the next question, which Gary is going to answer, is what's the best way to take control of your personal brand? All right, let's check it out.
Putting it out there, right? Like, you know how many junior level executives sit in meetings and want to vomit all over the place from what's being said and say, oh my God, senior management or the CEO or my boss just doesn't get it? The ability for you to create a blog or to tweet about your thoughts, and I understand you can get fired, so you've got to be smart. I'm not telling you to go rogue here. You know, people get mad at me when I say that. I'm not telling people to grab guns and go into post offices. I'm just saying to, you know, this is America. It's not Russia. You know, you have the right to, you know, speak your mind, you know.
All right, let me stop really quick and explain a couple things. So remember, the question is, what's the best way to take control of a personal brand? How do I get started on building my personal brand? And so Gary says, putting it out there. And so to put content out there, to put something out there, just means to expose it to the public and let them judge it, consume it, appreciate it, whatever. You just put it out there because it's in your mind, and you put it, you force it outward into the world, into the universe, into the public, whatever you want to say, right? So he says, do you know how many junior level executives, entry level employees sit in meetings and listen to their boss and they just want to vomit all over the place? And so he doesn't literally mean throw up or vomit. It just means, like, you know how many people who are on the lower level in the hierarchy of a corporation, and they listen to their dumb, uneducated, dense bosses saying all this nonsense, and they just want to, it disgusts them, it drives them crazy because they know their boss is wrong and they know they have better ideas, but they feel like they can't do that in the meeting because you never outshine the master, right? I believe that's an idiom. I don't know, maybe it's a proverb, but never outshine the master basically means never, ever hurt the ego of your superior by outperforming them, by performing better than them or speaking better than them, making them look inferior in terms of skill or status. You never do that. Never outshine the master. So a lot of junior level executives sit in these meetings afraid to outshine the master, so they keep their mouths closed, right? They stay quiet. But now you have the ability to create a blog, a TikTok account, a YouTube channel, a podcast, whatever you want, and you can express your thoughts about the industry. You can talk about the way things should be done. And then Gary says, you can get fired, obviously, because your employers can find you online and see you talking shit and then be like, oh, that's how you feel? Well, fuck you. You're fired. So he's saying, don't go rogue. Don't go rogue here. And to go rogue means to act independently, often in a way that goes against the established rules and typically without authorization or support from other people or your superiors. So to go rogue, like if you've ever seen some spy movie, James Bond, 007, something like that. He works for a spy organization and he's given orders, then he has to follow those orders. If this agent goes rogue, it means he says, fuck the establishment, fuck the rules, fuck all of you, I'm gonna do what I want. I've gone rogue. I'm defying my boss or my superiors. So don't go rogue. Don't go out there talking shit online because that information can be found and used against you. You have to be smart. But that doesn't mean that you can't express yourself. You can still tell the truth and say exactly what you think or feel without being disrespectful or crossing the line. That's the idea, okay? So let me go back a few seconds and we'll continue.
Doesn't get it. The ability for you to create a blog or to tweet about your thoughts, and I understand you can get fired, so you've got to be smart. I'm not telling you go rogue here. You know, people get mad at me when I say that. I'm not telling people to grab guns and go into post offices. I'm just saying to, you know, this is America. It's not Russia. You know, you have the right to, you know, speak your mind. You know, and so obviously you've got to be respectful to the rules of the company that pays your bills, and you can't get fired, and you don't want to go on unemployment. But, you know, I think it's very smart of, you know, somebody writing, I have an idea, and just putting it out there. Because once you put out your smarts, you've got a real shot.
Okay, really quick, really quick. Two things. The first one is, you. What did you say? Obviously, you got to be respectful to the rules of the company that pays your bills. And this is a common thing you'll hear. And it just means, you know, how can I say this? If a job pays your bills, it gives you enough money to pay your bills. You know what I mean? It supports your livelihood. You can pay your electricity, water, etc. So this job pays the bills. You might hear somebody talking about a job they don't like. You say, but what do you think about your job? You know, do you like it? I say, no, not really, but it pays the bills, right? It's not a great job, but I make enough money to pay my bills every month, so it's cool. So you want to be respectful to the company that pays your bills, and you don't want to go on unemployment. This is a common way of saying lose your job and then have to apply for government assistance because you lost your job. That's what it means to go on unemployment, to get financial support while you're unemployed, right? And then he says, putting it out there, or what do you say? Put out, once you put out your smarts, you've got a real shot. So to put out your smarts, it's like a colloquial way of saying your intelligence, your knowledge, or your expertise. That's when you've got a real shot. And a shot is it's not really slang, but it's another way of saying a chance. You've got a chance. You know what I mean? So once you put out your expertise, your knowledge out there into the internet for people to find, then you've got a real chance of good things happening. Because people don't know how great you are unless you show them, right? And your resume isn't going to show that shit. It's the way you communicate and the reputation you've built for yourself. That's what matters. So when you put those things out there, you show yourself in a positive light and you show you know what you're talking about. That's when you got a real shot. Okay? Let's continue.
To the rules of the company that pays your bills, and you can't get fired, and you don't want to go on unemployment. But, you know, I think it's very smart of, you know, somebody writing, I have an idea, and just putting it out there. Because once you put out your smarts, you've got a real shot. And VaynerMedia charges, you know, tons of money, you know, a hefty, hefty amount of money a month consulting. But I put a lot of it out for free on GaryVaynerchuk.com. The reason it works is because I talk in theory there, and when I have a client, we talk specifics. And there's a lot of nuances and navigation through specifics. And that's kind of where that's at.
All right, so let me summarize that last part. He said it kind of fast. Gary is definitely a fast talker, but I highly recommend you check him out and his content. So he said VaynerMedia charges tons of money, a hefty amount of money. So he's saying VaynerMedia, his media agency, charges a lot of money, tons of money, right? In consulting fees. But I put a lot of it out for free on GaryVaynerchuk.com. So again, to put out information, to put out a song, to put out some piece of media, just means to release it to the public so that they can consume it. So what he's saying is my media agency charges a lot of money for our services, but I also release a lot of free content and information and knowledge and expertise on my website. And the reason it works, the reason I still get paid lots of money, is because when I put out my free content, I'm talking in theory, just basic theory. But when I have a client, we talk specifics, practicality, what they should do specifically. And there's a lot of nuances and navigation through the specifics, right? And so really what he's saying is I build my personal brand. I build my reputation. I'm giving so much value to people for free online on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, on my podcast. I'm giving out so much marketing information, so much business tips, or so many business tips, so much business expertise, all the stuff I give for free. And this is why people love me. And then what happens when I do that is I attract clients to me. Because they see, oh, Gary knows exactly what he's talking about. He's giving me all this advice and I'm applying the advice and it's actually working. so I can trust him, and he gave me that shit for free. I fucking love Gary. And so then once they've gotten all the value out of the free content and they need even more help, more specific help, specific answers to specific questions, that's when they hire him as a consultant and they pay him hefty amounts of money, tons of money for even better service, more specific help. You see what I'm saying? So he's trying to illustrate that this is the power and the value of building your personal brand online. Even a language teacher, maybe you want to teach English or whatever your native language is. Something similar to what I do. Put out tons of videos on TikTok and Instagram. I'm tweeting. I have a weekly podcast teaching people English in what I believe is a more innovative and natural, practical kind of way. Just giving lots of value, trying to give as much value as I can. I'm not asking you to fucking pay for this or download this so I can retarget and market to you. I'm just giving you the value. Giving you the value, general basic stuff that will help you improve on a day-to-day basis. But when you really need to improve your speaking, have somebody to correct your grammar, help you sound more natural, teach you about the culture, help you understand the difference between informal and formal, all these more specific things, help you prepare for a specific job interview or life in the US, anything like that that's much more specific that you can't find online or in a course, that's when you come to me for private lessons. Right? It's the same idea. And you can apply this to any profession, any business, any operation. And even if you don't want to work for yourself, you can apply it to any career field by putting out a bunch. Like, for example, I keep using programmers because there's a lot of self-taught programmers and there's a lot of people making content about programming or software engineering. You'll see online people who make videos about coding, tutorials, mindset videos, teaching people how to pass job interviews. They build their brand. They become an authority in that space. So anytime people want to learn something about coding, they go directly to that person for the answer. And when they release a specific course about a technology you want to learn about, you're going to go to him and buy his course because he's already given you so much free value, so much knowledge, so much expertise that actually had a positive impact on your life. You now associate positive feelings and gratitude with this person. And whenever somebody else wants to learn coding, you tell them about that person because they've already done so much for you, right? They get you the results you're looking for. They give you the knowledge that you seek. They've built a personal brand, a positive one in your mind. They have influenced the way that you think about them. Anyone can do this. And everyone should be doing this if they have any desire to advance in their career, their personal life, professional life, whatever it is. Communication skills and your reputation. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, man. And so again, you might still be thinking, do I really need to build a personal brand if I don't want to be a content creator, if I don't want to be an entrepreneur, if I don't have these huge career-based aspirations? And I would say the answer is yes. But let's hear Gary speak just a little bit more about the reason people should be building their brand even if they don't want to be a star, even if they don't want to be well-known or expose themselves to the public. All right, let's check it out.
Hey Gary, Rachel here. Love the show. So my question today is, do you recommend building a personal brand even if you're a behind the scenes player?
All right, really quick, behind the scenes player, just so you know, is referring to people that work at a company or for a corporation or something, but they're not like the number one at the company. They're not the CEO, they're not the owner, they're not any particular manager that's in front of the public or everyone all the time. They're just quietly doing their job. They're anonymous. People probably don't even know their names or that they work for the company, but they're still valuable. They're still doing a job. It's just they're not on the front lines in the public eye all the time. So she's asking, do you think even behind the scenes players, and maybe just to illustrate it even more, if you think about a movie set, when they go to record some Hollywood film, you have the actors who are the stars of the film. Then you have like the director of photography, you have the director of the entire movie, you have the sound people and all these things. People working behind the scenes are the ones that are never seen on camera and don't necessarily have like pivotal roles in the film. So maybe the guy holding the microphone to get the ambient sound, he's working behind the scenes, you know, or the production assistants making sure everybody has what they need and everybody's supported. They're behind the scenes. You don't ever see them or hear about them. So hopefully now that makes perfect sense. And you can understand her question. I'm actually just going to play the whole thing again because it was maybe like 10 seconds. All right, here we go.
Hey, Gary, Rachel here. Love the show. So my question today is, do you recommend building a personal brand even if you're a behind the scenes player?
Rachel, it's a great question. I would say absolutely. Let me give you an example. If you're a behind the scenes player, wouldn't you want to be behind the scenes of somebody that you believe is the greatest in the world? And if you were building your personal brand around, I'm an unbelievable number two or number four or unbelievable admin or an unbelievable, I don't want to be out there, but I want to support the people I believe in the most, those people are going to be looking for those people. And so you might build the brand as an incredible human infrastructure player for somebody who's the greatest, and that would be then great for you. If you were the number one admin to the most successful person in the world, you are, and the nicest, I mean, I don't wanna make this just about money. There's always a better situation potentially, and you wanna give yourself that best opportunity. So building personal brand only speaks, my friends, to opportunity. If you're good at it, and you're articulating your truth, and you have the goods to back it up, all being out there. And people get so caught up in semantics of, oh, I hate that word, personal brand. Like, don't get caught up in the semantics. Having exposure that creates opportunity is a good idea. Period.
Period. All right, so just to summarize there, the question is, should I build a personal brand even if I want to work behind the scenes? And the answer is abso-fucking-lutely yes. And so then Gary talks about situations where maybe you don't even want to work for a corporation, a multinational, and maybe you don't want to work for yourself. Let's imagine you want to work with some of the best content creators in the game, some of the biggest YouTubers and podcasters or whatever. These people have entire teams because they're essentially running their own media company. Mr. Beast, the biggest YouTuber on the planet, has hundreds of employees. So you may think it's just silly YouTube videos, but there's a lot that goes into producing content. And typically, many human beings are required to run the operation. You know what I mean? So maybe you want to work for Mr. Beast. You want to work with the biggest YouTube videos on the planet. You want to be a part of that. And that's not a traditional career path. You know what I mean? I don't really believe that they're going to care too much about a fucking resume when you apply for that job. They want to know what kind of person you are. Do you understand what it takes to run one of the biggest YouTube channels on the planet? Are you teachable? Do you work well with others? Do you hold yourself to high standards? Do you know what you're doing? So if you want to be a video editor or a script writer or a creative director or something like that, you have to prove you're capable of taking on that responsibility. So even then, you're a behind the scenes player for one of the biggest independent content creators on the planet. You still need to be building personal brand because they're going to Google you. They're going to search for your name. So when they see you've been posting content about video editing, or you have a portfolio full of these amazing edits, or you have a portfolio full of creative scripts that you've written, or other content creators you've worked with, you're talking about the industry and how it could be better and your knowledge and expertise, then Mr. Beast is going to look at you and say, damn, this person knows what they're talking about. I can trust them. I see they have some experience. Let's bring them in for an interview and see if it's a good fit. But if you have no personal brand, no reputation, no proof that you know what you're doing, no proof that you'd be a good addition to the team, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. So hopefully you can see now, it doesn't matter what you want to do in life. This online, constantly connected, everybody knows everything about you world, this is reality now. This is the way business is done. This is the way people get jobs and lose jobs, right? This is the way people meet each other. It's all on the internet. And you now have the opportunity to influence the way you are seen and thought about on the internet. And again, this isn't about being fake or telling lies or anything like that, because that'll backfire. That's the opposite of what you should be doing, because everything you do is being documented. There's a record of it. So I'm not promoting negative, manipulative behavior or anything like that. I'm saying you have the opportunity to show yourself in your best light, be authentic, which is the most important thing, but influence the way people think about you. What do people know you for? You have the power to influence that. So you can fuck around and fucking be posting selfies and stupid videos if you want, but that's your brand. When I go to your profile and that's all I see, in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is all this person thinks about. This is what they have to offer, right? And again, going back to what Gary said, you may not like it. You may think this is bullshit. I should be able to post silly, stupid videos on my TikTok. I shouldn't have to post about my expertise and my career and bah, bah, bah. That's fine. But just understand this is the game. You can sit on the sidelines and watch it, or you can get involved and start playing and try to be the best player you can fucking be. It's your choice. This is not a motivational speech. I'm not into that shit. This is more like a, hey, my friend, just in case nobody ever told you, this is the game. It's time to play. You feel what I'm saying? So anyway, man, hopefully this episode has given you some interesting things to think about. If you're subscribed on Patreon and supporting the podcast, let me know in the comments what you think, man. Let's talk about this, because this is something I wish I would have learned many, many, many years before I came to understand it. And so if I can help somebody else at any age, you know, get exposed to this idea and start building the life that they want for themselves, then I think that's dope. And just so you know, dope is like slang for cool. I think that's cool. I think that's awesome. I think that's dope. I think that's rad. I think that's amazing. I think that's fantastic. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. I don't know. I need to expand my vocabulary. But anyway, my friend, I said I was getting out of here, didn't I? So I'm going to end the episode here. Hopefully you've got some interesting things to think about. I really want you to stop and think about this, man, and just ask yourself, what is my reputation? What do people know me for? You may have never thought about that before, right? What would I like to be known for? What career field do I want to enter? And how can I start making content about it to start building my own personal brand? And I'm not saying it's easy. Excuse me. I'm not saying that it's easy or that it's going to be quick or anything like that. And I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying all that's going to matter in the world of internet and AI and everything being automated, all that matters is how well you communicate with others and with machines and your reputation. What do people know you for? What do people say about you when you're not in the room? As fucking high school as that sounds, the internet has reduced the world to fucking high school, whether you like it or not. So you can be cynical, you can be bitter, you can be resentful about it, or you can understand the game that we're all playing and fucking act accordingly, my friend. Hopefully that doesn't sound pessimistic, because I'm not saying this pessimistically. I'm saying this optimistically. I'm trying to get you to understand the opportunity that's sitting right in front of you. It's sitting right in your pocket every day while you continue to scroll. All right? Just stop and think about it for a while and let me know what you think. All right, but I'm going to get out of here, man. This has been another episode of Real English Radio. I'm your host, Tony Kyson. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.